Kai Umob, we here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boolu and the surrounding waters of the Derwul Yerrigan our home.
This episode covers issues and debates surrounding the Voice to Parliament referendum. Though Charlene and I are law students, we are not legal professionals and the stance and opinions expressed are our personal views. RTRFM supports the Yes campaign to enshrine a First Nations voice in the Constitution. If you'd like to learn more about the Yes campaign and for official resources, you can find out more at yes23.com.au. We at the Sovereign Podcast understand the importance of mob mental health right now, so feel free to tune out for this episode if you need.
I think it's Sovereign when I see another black person in a room with me and we're both attending.
Yeah, like a, absolutely.
Like a, I don't know, like uni. Or like, yeah. I think it's Sovereign when I'm feeling so lovely on about
country,
myself. Or
family.
I'm on country. Or like, I think that's what my, that's what sovereignty means to me.
Yeah.
And I think I don't need white people to tell me what my sovereignty is because
true.
That stands from within you.
This podcast is like our baby,
mm-hmm.
our sister, your sister, hopefully.
Ooh, I feel like I'm falling in love with you every day. I feel like.
Chill out.
I'm telling you, Mob. When I first met IJ, like, we talked hours.
Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast,
a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
It's Sha.
And IJ.
And welcome
back to the Sovereign Podcast.
In our big, lovely red studio. How are you, IJ?
I'm good. I have a bit of a problem. There's this girl that I really want to fight, and her name is Perth. Because why was it sunny yesterday and it's raining cold today?
I know. What do I always say? The weather catfishes you.
But you know,
it's
that,
just gross.
I figured out this thing. Not figured out. I found out, like, you know when it says, like, 50% chance of rain?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that means, like, 50% of the area will be covered by rain.
Yeah.
There's not like, is it a 50-50 chance it's going to rain today?
Oh my God, no, wait. I think someone else told me that and I was like, oh, okay. And I just had the biggest, dumbest moment. And
yeah, because good ways I used to be like, oh, like 20% chance, like I'm fine.
No,
20% of like the area.
That's crazy, isn't it? But like, other than that though, the week has been pretty okay.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I've had such a good week though.
Really?
I'm not going to like go, oh, got tickets to the weekend because like I was telling my sister, I was like, I just can't wait to go to the weekend, and she was like,
you manifested
I think
it.
No, but the thing is, she was like, Sha, like you think you can get tickets because he's coming Friday November 24th, which is my birthday. He's coming, Mr. Abel Tesfaye is coming on my birthday, and I was like, you know what, it's a once in a lifetime thing. I want to go see him in Sydney. It kind of sucks that he's not coming to Perth, but it's all right, whatever. We'll move on. But no, so this is what happened. I was like telling her, I was like, listen, like if he comes, I'm going to go front row. I'm going to be singing for him on the mic.
Stop.
I want him to come
so
up to me.
So many bangers though.
I know for sure.
So many.
But here's the thing, right? Yes, I was unlucky last week. Kind of had a hissy fit about it. And my friend was like, girl, it's all right. It's not the end of the world. I'm like, it is. Because I love the weekend. I just, it's my toxic king. You know what I mean?
Honest.
But anyways, and then yesterday I was at uni and I was like, I'm just telling myself I'm not going to get it. Because all my friends got the tickets to my birthday show. And they were like, girl, how come we're going on your birthday but you're not gonna be there?
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, because I'm unlucky, I can't find good tickets. Yesterday my sister was just casually chilling at uni and like she was like to me, I'm not gonna get you tickets. I come out of class and she's just chilling in the library for me and she's like, Sha, I just got you VIP ticket. VIP, IJ. VIP. Like premium seating.
Sister
where,
of the year.
I
my
know.
Sister, listen.
No. Take notes. No, she was like, no, I just wanted to surprise you for your birthday because she's like, I was going to leave it as a surprise, but you were going to be depressed today because you were going to try. But I was like, you know what? I got you covered.
How old are you turning in November?
21. Oh my God, it's going to be my 21st.
That is a cool 21st. It's
not, excuse me, I'm not that old. No, it's going to be really good. It's going to be so good. Because then my friend in Sydney, it's also her birthday. Like, my sister and I actually share, okay, we've always had the, like, joint birthday parties because we're born 6 days apart. So, yeah, we might have a joint birthday party. And my friend in Sydney is also born in November. So we're just, I feel like it's just going to be a cute little birthday bash. And it's going to be cute as well because, like, people from Perth are going, I don't know. I'm just so excited. It put me in a good mood.
It's a trip because you've got to go to the East Coast.
Oh, my favorite place. Hey, nah, make it up. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, another Sydney trip that I have to plan. Haven't bought tickets, mind you. I just have the weekend tickets. I'm just chilling with my weekend tickets, my VIP tickets.
Oh, that's funny.
But no,
that's a good highlight to have for the week.
Yeah, it's despite this weather, like, I'm just glad that I've got tickets.
What have I done this week? Oh, you know what's annoying? Mm-hmm. The one time I decided to rock up to a uni class, went to the wrong class. Oh. And then I gave up because I was like, I'm lost. And I just went home.
And you just went home.
That hard, guys? Did I really look that hard at the class? Or did I just stop somewhere and say, I don't think anyone's here. I'm just going to go home.
I'm just going to dip.
You decide. A or B.
Yeah, A or B, guys. It's multiple choice.
I was drinking my little Red Bull and I was like,
got dressed up.
It was 4 p.m. And I was like, 2-hour contracts lecture. Where's the class? I couldn't find it.
You just gave up.
Oh, what a shame. I go home.
Yeah, exactly. No,
so I did that. And then other than that, at work, I've been...
I don't want to talk about work.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sick of work. Like, I feel like my week is so, like, I'm just like, oh, my God, when can I not just clock out from, like, I don't know. If I didn't work, my life would be solved. I'm just saying, problem solved.
Well, you either got to find a rich man or become a rich man, though.
I'll become a rich woman. Yeah, millionaire here. No, I'm making up. But, no,
So keep listening, you mob. We need to get rich now. work. I literally do nothing. My life is so boring. I'm in my, like, calm life era.
Yeah, that's
no
good.
No dramas. Just go to work, go to uni, barely. Go shopping. So dead. This is so dead.
Stop.
Like, I wish I had a big, like...
I mean, I don't have highlight. That was my only highlight, and that just goes to show. It doesn't take a lot to make me happy.
No, you put a close friend story up, and I was, like, just, like, tapping through it, and then I stopped, and she was like, to be honest, guys, I'm really not interesting. What the hell?
But I'm not, though. No, I just wanted to make a disclaimer. I'm not, because, like, everyone's just, like, listening.
She's like, guys, I'm really actually
giving
not
me
that
false hype. Like, they're like, oh, no, Sha. Oh, my God, you walked today? Oh, my God, good job. Oh, my God, Sha, you drank your hot chocolate today? Sha, slay. And I'm just like, I'm not that interesting. Leave me alone.
I know. When I stopped in that, you're like, she was like, mind you, she's, like, doing her eyeliner. She's like, guys, I'm not interesting at all. She went in, like, this deadpan voice.
It doesn't take a lot to make me happy either. Like,
that's true.
It was just like, oh my God, when I reflect back to my week, when I do my little weekly, I don't do this every week, but like when I do, you know, my weekly journal update thingies, I'm like, okay, so like, yeah,
I went to the gym.
I haven't been in ages. Don't even talk about the gym.
Charlene, okay, sorry, this is getting a bit extended now, but
no, tell me.
This is controversial.
No, tell
Charlene
me.
Is a makeup at the gym girl. I'm a no makeup at the gym
what
girl.
What do you mean makeup at the gym girl?
You do, like, your get ready with me and you're like, yeah, I'm going to the gym today, and she's like doing her makeup, and I'm like, girl.
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
No, okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
That do that.
I think I know what you're talking about. So, all right. So, I know what you're talking about. No, you're not wrong. But I got eyelash extensions.
Oh, yeah.
Lashed up by Mehek. If you, people go to her, if you're into
I'm a lash extensions like bad like, word. Like, addict.
Addict. I'm a lash extensions addict. Okay, I just wanted to see what it would look like. And because, like, I don't know, I really, if anyone has any black fella, like, I mean, I don't know, like, that are in the north, because, like, preferably I'd like it in the north. If anyone knows of any, like, places that are black-owned, like, lash extensions, I mean, I go to Brown Girls for everything. Like, my hair, my friend does it. My nails, my... Ifra, if you're watching, like, she's good. Like, they're all Brown Girls. Everyone who does my maintenance stuff are all Brown Girls. But I would love to have any black-owned lash extension places, nails, everything.
True.
I feel like I'm looking, I'm scouting. But anyways, I got lash extensions for the first time.
They look killer.
Thank you. I didn't know that these things... Okay, I hate it because when I shower, the shampoo bubbles up in my...
No, girl, that's not normal, girl.
I don't know. No, as in, like, when I'm, like, you know when you lather your hair in shampoo and then you wash it off?
Yeah.
I feel like it drizzles and gets stuck sometimes and I just have, like, the... And I'm, like, I don't know how to get used to these. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. Can I say this, please?
Mm-hmm.
Game changer. If you get eyelash extensions, please hear this message. Turn your volume all the way up. Wash your eyelash extensions.
Yes.
Guys,
yes.
I get eyelash extensions. I've got them every 2 weeks for the last 2-3 years. And it was game changing to get.
Damn.
Legit. When I say addict, I mean I'm up there with the addicts.
In high school, you was getting.
True God. True as anything. My year 12 photo has eyelash extensions.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Literally, some people have never seen me without them.
I feel like I have.
I hope you've got that picture erased from your memory.
Yeah, from me.
Anyways. Guys, she gave me a lash cleanser, and I'm thinking, like, who cares, whatever. Game changing.
No,
if you want to have fluffy lashes your entire set, make your set last longer and not have crunchy, crusty lashes, especially if you're a crier like me, because I always cry.
It's please. Good. Wash your lashes.
My lash girl is thanking me right now. Like,
oh my God,
please wash
Shout
your
out,
eyelashes.
Maria.
That is my advice of the bloody year.
It's good.
Wash your eyelashes.
Yes. No, I need, I mean, I'm still new to the game, but, like, I will definitely put that into consideration. What was I saying, though? Oh, yeah, no. So, I got lash extensions. I don't wear makeup to the gym, but I've, like, designated my gym days to my uni days. So, wear makeup for uni because, like, there would be days where I'm, like, meeting up with a friend and, like, we'll take photos and stuff and I'm like, I need to look cute. And then I'll just go to the gym straight after uni. So I'd like wipe my makeup off. But no, I have not been in a long time. And the girl who works at the counter, the reception, sorry. She's a good friend of mine now, but she's like, every time she sees me, she's like, she looks at it. She makes like a fake like watch. And she's like,
tick, tick,
she's like, girl, your money is coming out of your account, but you're not going. And I'm like, girl, look, it just depends on my mood.
So bad.
And because my health hasn't been great, I can't go to the gym as often as I'm allowed to. But yeah, it's just like,
I haven't been going either.
Be consistent.
But my new gym has a stair machine, like a Stairmaster. Oh my God. There are so many gym rooms. I honestly don't even know what to do.
Neither. I mean,
But yeah, the stair machine, game changing,
it's
man.
It's so good.
5 minutes on that thing, like level
at
10.
At the start,
you're
yeah.
done.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just
done.
Go home, cardio
like,
done.
Literally,
for the
that's me. I'm like, yep, done. I feel so tight and like cute and like.
Yeah, exactly.
Snatched.
I just lift one dumbbell and I'm like, that's it, done for the day. Go take my gym selfie and like, go to the mirror,
no,
take my selfie
no,
and go home.
Out of pocket.
I can't
do that.
But there's like, where the gym I'm at, it's really like, private.
Oh.
So like no like the mirror is like in a really private area so anyone can really do it and it has like purple lighting.
I'm waiting for myself to get in beef with one of these like because I'm a Pilates girl.
Oh.
So I love doing mats and stuff like
oh,
mat
beautiful.
Work.
Yeah.
But you know who else loves doing mat work?
Mm.
Like the old ladies with like
oh my
bone
god I know
problems.
What you mean.
I don't know,
oh,
know whatever
what
they're
mean.
Doing what their physio told
oh,
them to
no.
do. Like, love to the old girls, but same time, they are so snarky and they take up that whole Pilates mat section and they're, like, side-eyeing me because
yeah.
I'm doing my Pilates
yeah.
in
yeah.
the mat section.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, old girl, keep to your little knee raises and close
Let
your
me do
eyes.
My
like,
thing.
Like, watch yourself,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't appreciate it. And I'm waiting for the day that me and an old
yeah.
girl have beef.
Beef
I'm waiting
yeah.
for it because Oof. The way that we just side-eye each other for a good, like, half hour, like, while I'm squatting and she's, like, doing her little, what is it, with the elastic band, like, arm things. And I'm like, girl, please, just say something, hey?
Don't
really annoying.
Side-eyeing IJ? No, that's hilarious.
Girl, we pay the same $15
exactly,
a week.
Exactly, like,
Let
girl.
Me use my space. Like, who do you think you are? You don't own this place. But also, why is it, like, 12 p.m. on a Tuesday and you're here?
You're here, like,
go do something.
Yeah.
Same time. Why am I there?
Go garden or something. Now. But, like, no, that's hilarious. I can't. I've been, yeah, I think, like, there's heaps that we should do. Definitely do a segment. What the heck? Oh, my God. It's because, like, the barista was French. I'm, like, talking like a Jackson.
Shut up.
Anyways, I... But anyways, I don't even get me started. My croissant is cold, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just annoyed. No, but like, we definitely have a segment. We should do a segment on gym stories. But like, I don't even have any because I'm never there.
How to feel better in the gym?
I love watching those TikToks, like those wholesome TikToks where it's like, if you're like someone who doesn't like taking up space in the gym, like. I've got content for you. And, like, I actually follow them. Like, if
oh,
you're
no,
doing
too.
Those things...
Then I never watch the exercises.
You don't. You're just, like...
I
just
save the
video.
Yeah, you forget.
That's, like, all my TikToks. All my self-help TikToks.
Yeah, we blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now.
Charlene.
Yes. Oh, today's topic. Holy. Yeah. That went over my head for a second. Sorry.
No, but it's a very important topic. Okay. Today's episode is about...
This Stop, is wait. The voice. Da, 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 da. We got Jess Mabway as a guest. She's coming in like 3 minutes.
Danielle Raphael. No.
So basically...
this week's episode is on The Voice to Parliament.
Sorry, my throat. Yes, it's on The Voice to Parliament, and it's definitely something that's... I'm not looking at you. It's definitely something that's in popular discourse at the moment in regards to politics and a lot of different things. It's been having a media frenzy, and we just wanted to get our take on it in a very... What would you say, like an impartial slash...
It won't be completely impartial because we've made up our mind on what our vote is, but we aim to also just share all kinds of perspectives.
Opinions, perspectives.
You know, I think when you get the opportunity to vote, you need to form your own opinion.
At the end of the day, you know, you
can't be following the leader.
Yeah, for sure. And especially with campaigning and everything that's going on at the moment, I think it's important to just take time. And, like, you can't really use that excuse of, like, oh, I don't know what it's about, therefore I'm not going to vote.
Very true.
It's really important, despite anything, just to take time. Even if you can't read about it, we've got things like this which would enable you, give you an opportunity to actually listen and formulate your own opinion.
And for mob who are caught between two, what is it? Worlds. Stuck between two thorns, it is.
Oh, one foot at the door, one foot in. Yeah,
exactly, because there is a division in mob.
For sure.
Maybe this can present the ideas to you from a mob perspective. And this is really beneficial for non-Indigenous people because you have to vote on something that doesn't even affect you. And we can tell you it affects us and this is our thoughts and this is other people's thoughts.
For sure.
Because I've got a lot of questions and people asking me I've got a vote. Sure. Like, can you talk to me about it? This is a blanket way for us to kind of put all the information
put it out there
that
and
we want to
maybe
out there.
Possibly not even bring it up again because
very true.
Let's just preface by saying that there was an announcement on the referendum date, which is October 14th on a Saturday. And prior to that announcement, there was already so much happening. But even after that, it's also stirred up more conversation because the date is coming.
Yeah. It's pressure. It's a time bomb.
Exactly. And so hence why I think now more than ever, mob needed to start taking care of themselves. Even if you're voting yes or no, even if you don't know what the outcome is or whatever, I think it's time to actually start implementing ways to maybe limit your social media use, maybe even stand your ground and say, hey, I don't want to involve myself in discourse at the moment, so I'd really appreciate it. If someone comes up to you talking to you about it, just say, hey, I just like to take a step back. I don't want to talk about it. You have every right to put, you know, you have a right to put a boundary on something that gives you, like, I mean, I know so
many
people.
Makes you upset, makes you overwhelmed, makes you
anxious. Like, it's at the end of the day, like, we just want to be able to talk about this here. Like, personally for me, I know for a fact that I'm sick of people coming up to me and asking me what my thoughts are. I hate people stopping me.
But also, mob, like, it's a referendum for all of Australia, so there are adequate resources out there for people to make their own judgment.
Exactly.
You are not like a resource Google.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Don't feel obligated. It's not your labour. It's not your emotional labour. You just need to put up a boundary and say no is no. Take time off social media if you can. If, like, even mob are quite frantic about it at the moment. I know I've had to, like, kind of stay away from someone who keeps bringing it up and not in the way that I would appreciate them to do it. So I've also taken that boundary and been like, hey, I'd really appreciate it if we just stop hanging out for a while because, like, it's kind of affecting my mental health and well-being and I just, whatever. But, it's really important and, like, now that the date is announced, how does that make you feel? In, like, a very general way. For me personally, I think, like, I always knew it was going to be in October. Like, I just felt I had my finger on it. I volunteered with the AEC last year for the federal elections. And I just, I always knew the AEC will pull something out from October. Like, I don't know. I just always had that. But, I mean, it is about time they announced it. I don't know. I just feel like it could be good timing, in terms of the date that's been selected.
If you kept it at this date or you made it longer, it just gives people less or more time to push different agendas, I think it would have been the same outcome because it's like just as much as it's sooner and people need to make a sooner choice. If it was later, they would get pushed with the same propaganda they are now, just for longer months. But so I feel like, I feel like it's fine. I didn't have a problem with it or anything.
I mean, yeah, I just always knew it was just going to be near the end of the year because, like, but, yeah, I guess, like, now that it's announced, we just wanted to do an episode on it and also, like, touch base, as we said, on different perspectives and opinions. But, okay, anyways, let's just get straight into it. So I guess the premise of this is about the voice to parliament and the referendum. Like, and if you don't know...
Okay, quickly, because this is, like, I'm actually shocked. Some people don't know... Referendum
is, yeah.
Referendum, essentially.
Yeah.
Our Australia's founding document, 1901, the Constitution, when it needs to be changed, they hold a referendum, which is a vote for all of Australia. They're posed with a question about the change to the Constitution, and they have the option to vote yes or no.
Or no.
We have a very significant referendum that we think about as First Nations people, which was 1967. Which allowed First Nations people to be counted in the Australian census. So now our 2023 question regards, should Australia have
an advisory body,
First Nations voice to parliament?
And be recognised in the Constitution. So, and then it's a majority of voters in a majority of states. That's the part that people get confused by, and I don't blame you. It is very...
It's like a flowery language. Thing, though.
Yeah, it is definitely based more on statistics, but, like... You just have to essentially vote yes or no. If you can understand how to vote in a federal election, which is way more confusing.
Very true.
Which is way more confusing with the numbers.
And there's, like, more voices coming at you trying to get you to, like, side with them. This is really just a one way or the other.
One way or the other, which gives you, I think, more...
A benefit.
Benefit, yes. And, yeah, like, I guess that's... We're just going to tick that off. That's what a referendum is. Now,
short and simple. Go on Google if I didn't explain it well enough.
Google's
please.
Free. But, okay, Ajay, do you want to talk about, or, like, just in general, what this referendum is?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah. Okay, so when I... So I work in a high school, and I've had to teach my First Nations students about this.
Yeah.
And when I explain it to them, I say, okay, what is our base word in the word advisory? Advice. So simply, it is a body of people that will be elected from each First Nations group or region to consult the government on issues, policies that concern First Nations peoples. And they will source the relevant people who are experts or knowledgeable in that field of whatever the law or policy will be about to consult the government. But key word is advisory. It has no veto powers. It cannot overpower parliament. It cannot
speak over parliamentarians. Yes.
It is an advisory body. And there are advisory bodies that already exist in Australia that are, like, about oil and gas, about, like, random things. And they don't affect any of us. You know, we don't know about them. Because oil and gas doesn't affect me personally, like, in my life. Yeah. And someone made a good comparison to me that the role of the advisory body would be much like my job as an Aboriginal liaison officer at the high school I work at, because that is basically my job.
Exactly.
Besides the interactions I have with the students, besides the event planning, what I provide is a cultural perspective for people who cannot speak on the behalf of First Nations peoples but need to make decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
So I cannot overpower my principal. I cannot overpower my deputy principals. In certain situations, I don't have a greater say than other teachers.
Exactly.
But if there is NAIDOC week, if there is whatever it is, we're covering this topic, this, you know, difficult topic in history, you know, how should we approach this? Or can you come in and speak to the family and children's class about kinship? I'm an advice body because I'm eligible to speak on these things and eligible to provide consultation, advice, liaising, whatever it is. Sometimes it is to my deficit that I can't veto power, and I've got to ask people for permission, and I've got to get approval from the higher ups, and maybe sometimes they won't take my advice. Obviously not saying that in a way that they don't listen to, like, cultural awareness, but, you know, if there's something like, I want this and that, they can say no.
They can say no. Yeah, exactly.
But the premise is that I'm, like, the point of contact.
Yeah, for sure.
When they know that they cannot make a decision
and
on that.
That is such a good, simple way to put it, because that's what people are confused by. And essentially, that's what it is. We don't have veto. Oh, sorry. These people elected into this advisory board don't have veto power in parliament to make laws. They just have an advisory existence. So one other thing I think, like, because that's simply put, that is simply put, that's essentially what it is. But what people are getting confused by is, like, all the external factors around it, such as the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Yeah. So people think those are two different things.
Yeah.
And you're right, but essentially the
one
need
stemmed from
for
the other.
So in 2017, a group of Indigenous people got together from all over Australia and they called for Australia to make its promise for a voice to Parliament and the Makarrata Commission.
Yep.
So that's where this stems from. Blackfellas been fighting for this for so long. Prior to 2010, prior to anything, constitutional referendum has been in popular discourse. It's been, you know, either by prime ministers, unfortunately, it's either been tossed aside
or promised,
or even just like not
executed very well.
Not even well.
Yeah.
Like we saw that with the Morrison government, which was a very sad and scary time for a lot of us Australians. But that's essentially what it is. That's where it stems from. That's what it's about. And I think that's where most of the confusion comes from. I honestly, before we get into even opinions and perspectives, I was always confused about what it was as well. And I don't blame myself for it. And I don't blame other mob who feel the same. Like, I remember attending in Sydney this really good information session on it. This girl went from the start to the end and ended it with,
yep,
I'm just going to leave it up to you guys to form your own opinions, your thoughts, your perspectives. I'm not here to listen to your thoughts or perspectives. I'm just here to give you information about what it is. Mm. And she did it in a way that was mob friendly. So a lot of us were just like, well, including me, excluding me, a lot of mob were like, I had an idea of what it was, but a lot of mob were even talking about like, I don't know what it is. Mm. I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on. She actually explained it in a way that's mob friendly and something that made them understand more, included information, photos, infographics, a lot of different things that had people walking away going, oh yeah, I'm confident about what this means for us now. I'm confident about what this could possibly mean for us. And I'm confident about my vote. So it's not, I don't blame mob for not understanding. I don't even people. I feel like I don't blame people for not understanding, but it's like as simple as that. It's so black and white. It's just an advisory council placed for us to speak on our issues and matters. It's not trying to take over the government. It is not trying to do any of that.
And we say this, if you are non-Indigenous, the advisory does not materially affect your life at all.
Exactly.
The only reason that you have to have a say or a two cents is because it's a referendum and it's a change to our constitution, and so therefore you have a vote in that. But in terms of making a decision because you think it will change your life in any way, it actually physically can't do not identify as First
Aboriginal
Nations.
Or Torres Strait Islander. Yeah. And that's, I guess that's what's been putting us kind of like in a very sticky situation regarding this referendum is because non-Indigenous
people. So many voices.
People, yes, non-Indigenous people are even having their thoughts and opinions on it, but it's like, it won't affect you.
Just because you have a vote, it doesn't mean, no, I'm not saying you're not entitled to your own opinion, but your opinion, what am I trying to say here, you know? Yes, you have a vote, but really at the end of the day, just less talking, more listening to First Nations peoples, whether that be for a no agenda or a yes agenda, at least get your main sources of your thoughts of your vote, like off a First Nations person
that
and their reasons why, because it's people who it's going to affect. You know, it's tough to, like, hear some non-Indigenous people, like, putting their big spin on it, and it's like, it doesn't affect you. Why are you so passionate about, like, voting no or yes? But for your own self, not on, First Nations people's behalf. It's like, I think this, I think that. It's like, well, what does it matter that you think? Because it doesn't actually affect you at all. So if you are non-Indigenous, it's more so what is your vote for, like, who is your vote for? Because it shouldn't be for yourself. Black people, we can say, I'm voting this for this reason
because
it's about
me. Because
it's
offered to us. It's offered to us. I saw a TikTok. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. But I saw a TikTok. This person was just like yarning about how, oh, I'm voting no for this and this and this.
Oh my God.
And I think Aboriginal people should vote no as well. And then this, it was a stitch. So then another person got involved in the TikTok and was like, I don't know who they are. Like, if you're out there, if you listen to this, girl, I applaud you. She was like, here's the difference, right? If you offer me cake, you're offering me. I'm your target audience. I have the right to say yes or no. We're offering Indigenous people this particular thing, which has been in, you know, conversation for years and years. They have the right to say yes or no. They have a right to say yes or no. Non-Indigenous people should just stay out of this debate, stay out of this, you know, like everything got to do with, I guess, essentially like the whole like campaigning aspect of it. Just stay out of it.
If you vote,
but don't be in it. Don't be in it. Like, that's what I think. And I think that was the first mistake that we spoke about that they did. It's intended for us as Blackfellas, but then it's become really destructive because then other people have their say. I don't know. I feel like it should have been targeted for us from the start and our power to vote or whatever.
Really tricky. But Parliament is tricky. What a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea.
It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean. TikTok has been the place for it too, man. I see those all the time.
Mm.
But this video I saw really didn't vibe. I didn't vibe with it. So I made a comment and my comment got a lot of likes. I was like, yes.
Go off.
Because her whole video was about Australia bases itself on equality and we should all be equal. Why should one group of people get a voice over another?
Yucky.
And so I wrote a comment saying equality is, you know, got no purpose in Australia. We need equity.
Yeah.
So, you know, for people that don't really understand the difference, equality is just treating everyone the same. Equity is providing the necessary resources or whatever it is to each individual group so that they can all
be
equal.
Much like a running race, right?
Yeah.
Like, equality is everyone's finishes at the same time.
And starts at the same time.
Equity is if there's loops in that running race, if there's like hurdles in that running race, it's removing those hurdles and replacing it so that everyone can finish at the same time and start at the same time.
Yeah.
That's my favourite because I work in diversity, equity and inclusion. That's like my favourite thing to do.
Equity is so important. This is not a debate about equality. We've had debates about equality and there are times where equality is necessary.
Agreed.
But this is a debate about equity, about giving a specific people who, mind you, have been voiceless, hence why they're trying to get a voice. You know, because she's saying, why should one group get a voice over another? It's like, well, mind you, we never had one
in the first place.
Well, you did.
For sure.
It is a matter of equity.
It is.
So that's something that I keep in mind when I think about all this. Equality doesn't really get you far because it doesn't account for all
anything.
The hardships, all the anything that applies to individual groups of people.
No, for sure. That's what it is. That's what it's about. And I guess that, do you think that, I don't know, do you think it's kind of made you, like, during this whole process, before we even got to we don't know yet what the outcome is going to be, obviously, but do you think your thoughts and opinions have changed throughout this entire process of understanding what this is?
Yeah.
Because, girl, what I tell you, I've been so hot and cold. I've been going back and forth. I've been unfollowing, just going crazy with what I want my thoughts to be and opinions to, like, not even opinions, just, like, what I want to vote for. Like, have you gone through that at all?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy, isn't it?
Where I have settled on and what I'm going to vote now is not how I started. I started on the other side. And I had my reasons for that. Should I just say?
Oh, do you want to, like, save what we're voting for? Like,
okay, yeah.
Later?
Why don't we just...
Oh, do you want to, like, just... Should we just reveal it now?
Reveal?
We're revealing our vote.
Okay,
no.
Well, yes. Mine has changed. I started saying no.
Me too.
And my parents were like, why would you say no? Da, da, da. And I was like, that's because I was in the same mindset as some other people that we're going to talk about later. And I said, well, it's pointless. It's advisory. I think that we need treaty. I think we need more tangible things. We need more strong protocols like in place that actually will result in change, that safeguard change, that encourage change. Like, I don't want no advisory little voice. That was my thing. And then some certain individuals jumped on the no campaign. I thought, I cannot be tied to this. I cannot be tied to this.
I can't be in this group of people.
I did more research and I attended a talk from a law professor at a Victorian university.
Awesome.
And she started all the way back from like Federation.
Yes.
And then took us all the way to where we are now. And it helped me a lot to understand what I was actually voting on.
Amazing.
And so, yeah, I have formulated a stance.
Literally similar to me. Literally similar, except my family are they're quite mixed about it, and I don't blame them because they are grassroots activists. So, like, I don't know. Like, it's very, it's your scope and understanding of things, especially because, like, we are very, we believe in sovereignty. We believe in, which we'll get into later, but, like, it's like we all start off with, like, but be honest, why are people proposing something for us and, like, doing anything for us? It always has a sketchy undertone to it.
Yeah,
so obviously at the start, I'm like, no, what is going on?
Yeah.
No. But
do you want my soul for this?
Exactly. you've done so much to us already. Like, what more do you want? But yeah, so essentially that's what my mindset was. And then going hot and cold, back and forth, and then eventually just listening to someone and going into detail about what I want. Not what I want, but what it does.
Yeah.
And then finding out what I want, I think.
Yeah, and I think we've come to a very good conclusion that if there was a perfect option that had no flaws and was guaranteed to be run effectively, yes or no, there would be no division between mob.
Exactly.
If there was a perfect answer. But the reality is there is flaws either way.
So no one is in
the right, in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is, especially mob, you can formulate your own opinion based on what you think is more or less flawed or going to be more or less successful, because the truth is there isn't a perfect answer, because if so, we would all just agree on that, would we not?
Exactly.
You know, so that's something to consider, and it's not a time to beat yourself up about it.
It's not. It's definitely not. That's just more emotional labour on yourself. Like, please do not put yourself through that. But, yeah, like, I think that's basically the basis of what a referendum, what the voice to parliament entails. Sorry. I get so, like, when it comes to this, I just always jumble my words. But what about opinions? So
there's
now we're
going
to delve into perspectives and opinions on this. And disclaimer, some of these are not what we believe in. Some of these
We partly believe in, or we respect, we understand.
As we said,
yeah.
It has caused a lot of lateral violence within communities.
That we don't need.
That we just do not want. So this is just, if your opinion is either or, like, please just be mindful that we're just reading them out. We do not solely believe in them, but we are just going to touch base on what opinions and perspectives are out there, but I think focus on the no aspect, people voting no. Because that is something that's prevalent on so many sides.
And that's a mixed bag of people. It's not one type of person in the no
section. It's blackfellas and
non-Indigenous people.
So I guess the first no campaigning that we want to touch on is from conservatives.
It's the one that's not very nice.
It's
the one that is like, kind of echoes the same voice we've had in history of, like, just trying to shut down anything remotely progressive, anything remotely First Nations.
Peter Dutton.
Anything remotely giving people power.
Peter Dutton with his bold ass head.
You know, this is some of the same people, and maybe there's children and grandchildren of the same people that were around when Australia was a white country.
The
White Australia policy was in place. They were only accepting, you know, white-looking immigrants. You know, Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people were segregated. And these are the same mob now that...
The concept of
a voice for First Nations people in a constitution, it's, might just send them into a stroke
coma,
or something.
Like, literally, the people that I think anyone should be staying away from.
No, but it even speaks volumes. We can understand where you come from. I don't agree with you. You're very harmful. But I can understand if you grew up in an Australia that had no black people, or the black people were segregated.
Then a voice of parliament
would actually make you lose your mind.
Make you lose hair like Peter Dutton. But anyways, okay, I'll just put it out there. I feel like this is such a privileged thing to say, but I've not come across many non-Indigenous people who are on the no side for that reason, for that conservative reason.
True.
I've not come across any, but if I feel like they would stay away from me either way.
Probably.
Because I'd chip into them. But if you do, I think the best thing to do is just to, like, honestly, like, I feel like...
That is a dying breed, to be honest.
So,
it is a dying breed. So, you know what? Sometimes to preserve your own sanity and well-being, you leave them be. Sometimes there are people's minds that are so closed that they will never be changed, unfortunately, and you let those people live in that misery until they don't anymore.
Exactly. But
it's not your job to, like, spin the brain of
Exactly.
Every conservative ever, because the truth is you can't do that.
You can't do that.
So protect your peace.
They exist, but it's like, treat them like you would treat coronavirus. Just stay away. You know? Put your mask on. Just don't associate. But, yeah, no, that was like, that's like one side of the campaign. There's really good fact-checking campaigning pamphlets from Guardian Australia. You can go check them out. They fact-check a lot of pamphlets for no and yes, and it's very helpful and useful if you really want to like understand and wrap your head around the no campaigning, which is definitely not true as well, because as we mentioned at the start, like from what our understanding is, it's just simply an advisory body. These are the people that think, oh my god, Aboriginal people are going to get more rights. No, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, we're not going to get more rights. Like, yeah. We're not going to be, like, some. There's a lot of farmers, a lot of people that think, like, if you look at native title, for example,
yeah.
People are so scared of native title because it's like farmers going, no, they're going to, Aboriginal people are going to take over the land. I can't even, like, I don't, like, I can't buy, a, or like, people in general going, I can't buy a house here because Aboriginal people own it. No, we don't own the land. We own the land, obviously, but, like, it's like, we weren't given the right to, like, oh, like, if you know what's happening, you know that we don't even have. We don't even have the basic civil rights in this country, let alone, like, you know, like, this is not going to make us take over Australia whatsoever. It's simply just giving a voice. But these conservatives are the same people that are going around saying, no, Aboriginal people are getting more rights than us. As you said from that TikTok, they're getting a voice, more voice, like, they're getting more of a voice than other people.
Yeah, people have a perception that it's putting us at, a one-up on others, but really it's barely getting us to the same level as everyone else.
So that's, like, what, I guess, you know, the no campaign from the conservative side is actually
saying. To put it into perspective, like, white people or non-Indigenous people, you probably have no concept of this because the parliamentarians that always make laws for you are white.
Exactly.
You've never had... Pale male stale
people are making, well, not even people, pale male stales are making laws for you.
Yeah.
And therefore you've never had
like
to.
Your dad.
You look like your dad. They look like your uncle. They look like your granddad. But like, look at us. But like, they've always benefited you in some way, shape or form. Whereas we have never really had one stable law in this country for us.
Yeah, that was brought to or produced or.
Or
introduced by a black person.
Exactly. Like, recently, we've had in WA, in particular, the Cultural Heritage Act, from all the way back in 2021. It has recently just gone to dust. It doesn't even exist because of the fact that, you know, there's no stable way of making laws for blackfellas, and there's no way for us to actually be at the forefront of these discussions without anyone having a go or having a say. Mm. So
That's one side.
Weirdly,
and I think of this, if people know, like, what is it, the political ideology spectrum kind of idea? We have left, centre and right.
Mm-hmm.
What is strange is that on the no side, we have both far right and far left.
Which is...
Think of it as a circle. They're joining up.
They're joining up.
Forces.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Exactly. And now it's time to differentiate that because it's like the people on the left, so the leftists, versus the people on the right that are voting no. Like, it's
they're all
like,
in the same bag, though, because...
Would you say?
Well, no, but the truth is, referendum is a yes or no vote. It's not yes, no, maybe, yes, no, progressive, yes, no, conservative. It's yes or no. So you can say, I am voting no and I am doing it conservatively, I am voting no and I'm doing it progressively. But at the end of the day, when we look at percentages, you fall in the no vote and some others fall in the yes vote. That's like what is tricky. If we were to put all the people to stand on an oval together that voted no, there would be both blackfellas and whitefellas, conservative and progressive, standing on the oval.
Yes, they would be in the same, I guess what you're saying, the same, all right, yeah, no, I understand that.
Not saying they're the same people,
but they
voted the same thing. They ticked the same box.
But
which is tricky.
Which is tricky. But then it's like, what I want to touch on is the fact that, and this is like the other side of the no campaigning, I'm sick of people pro referendum going after the leftists and the black sovereignty activists who are voting no and claiming that their opinions align with those of the conservatives.
No, their opinions don't align
not at all.
They're actually really different. They have two very different agendas that fall within the same side.
Exactly.
Which is tricky.
But then I want to touch on, and we briefly have, I want to touch on Jacinta Price as a, you know, representative in Parliament who represents us, you know what I mean?
FYI, just enterprise, you're not invited to my nan's barbecue.
No, you're not. Or anyone's barbecue, any cookout for Blackfellas, you're not invited. You're not, yeah. She's just, oh my God. So I think, okay, I am really upset to see self-proclaimed progressives going and leftists going after Indigenous people who are against The Voice. And the reason why I'm mentioning Jacinta Price is like, okay, go after her because her facts were just simply
BS.
She's not even a reliable narrator. And, you know, it's just like, she's just, she doesn't reflect the diversity of our opinions. She does not reflect us and what we're going for. I feel like that's completely fine. But then when you're going after Black sovereignty activists who actually have reasons, again, it's that whole like, oh, you're offering me cake. I have the right to say yes or no. Yeah. Who actually have their own, formulate their own opinions and actually put sovereignty first before anything else.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a difference. There is. And then they should not be shunned for going after that.
And I want to clarify, yes, I'm voting yes, but I have mad love and respect for people who are passionate so deeply in their core about sovereignty that they're willing to stay staunch and stay no on this.
Exactly. Oh, like Lydia Thorpe. Yeah.
Like, I recognise your opinion and I can see it. And you know what? That was me. And I've had like a shift, but I can stand and say, I understand and I respect it. It has a basis.
It does
make sense. It might not agree with what I'm going to vote with, but I understand it. And you know what? Like, good on you, because someone's got to do it. And it's not me, because I've chosen to vote yes because of my reasons. But yes, treaty is important. Yes, sovereignty is important. Yes, you shouldn't just give in to X, Y, and Z things that are offered to you. Like, I agree with you, Mob. Like, yous are staunch, but also what I heard from some of those people was like, okay, let's just say yes or no, we don't like Black people hating on Black people, please.
Okay, lateral violence is
not good. Yeah. And it already exists without the referendum, and being divisive is not good. So I don't agree with yes people saying to the no Black, like Black,
oh, you're not even Black, you're too, what's the word, you're too, they had a name for it, they're like, you're just radical. You're going too extreme. You're an extremist. Yeah. Like, and I've heard that
same,
a couple times.
In the same way, I've heard some of the Black sovereign mob being like, well, you're just given into colonialism. Like, if you're voting yes, like, you're with the Whitefellas.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to be one of them.
Personally, if that's kind of an argument that someone's going to use to me, I would say, in my perspective, in my opinion, we do live in a colonial country. We succumb to a lot of colonial things to have our life in Australia. We live in a capitalist society. And
at the end of the day, we attend institutions
that is what we're surrounded by. But my thing is, play the game. Someone said to me once, you don't get things if you don't have a seat at the table.
No, for sure.
And to me, I think as much as The Voice might have its flaws, it puts your foot in the door and your seat at the table with the people that you need to influence to make change.
Exactly.
That's my opinion. So I don't appreciate if someone was going to say to me, like, you're giving into the white ways. It's like, you know what? Maybe I am, but it's for a good cause, I promise. It's with another intention in mind.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's hard to sacrifice parts of yourself sometimes because I want to be staunch. I want to say, no, give us a treaty. But I understand it is smart to play it a certain way as well.
Yeah, I understand that perspective as well. Like, it's just very much like, you know, you respect the mob that are actually have been grassroots, have been, you know, there from the start, who have wanted their sovereignty protected for so long. Well,
we have that all in our hearts as Black people.
Exactly. I feel like it's sovereign when I sit down with my nan and she's telling me a story about her childhood or about her life, you know. And I think it's sovereign when I see another Black person in a room with me and we're both attending I don't know, like uni or like I think it's sovereign when I'm feeling so lovely on about myself or my country, or like I think that's what my that's what sovereignty means to me. And I think I don't need white people to tell me what my sovereignty is, because true. That stems from within you, and your sovereignty will never be ceded as long as you live by it, as long as you remember that your culture, your being, everything just comes first. Put that first. Put that perspective first.
So sovereign. Everyone is sovereign. We keep that in our hearts.
Blood.
And everyone is sovereign. And sovereignty was never ceded. We say it at the end of this podcast. Sovereignty was never ceded. It wasn't. But in the terms of like legally, like in terms of parliament.
Or white law.
That is what we are searching for sovereignty in as well.
Exactly.
Some Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people think we can achieve sovereignty through a voice, and some think it's through something else, and that's why they're voting no. And but at the like heart treaty, of like all treaty. Of us, yeah. at the heart of all of us is a search for like a recognised sovereignty.
Yes, it is. And I think that's what we should be banding together with, instead of having divisive thoughts and opinions and being at different ends of the spectrum as blackfellas. Like, I feel like that's what we should be banding together with. Like, put that first, and then all ego. Ego is just a massive thing. And, like, some blackfellas have it. Some people actually use facts to, you know, have to justify their reasons. But, like, I don't know. I think my concern, my personal... I'm voting yes with IJ. But my concern is that voting no will just...
One step forward, three steps back.
Exactly. Like, I think it will shut the door on any further discussion for mob or of First Nations affairs. I think, you know, I know people in charge of this will just shut down future opportunities because they're going to think, blackfellas don't want this.
Well, I hate to be that way, but again, with, like, the whole play the game thing, Australians already have an issue with a voice.
Mm.
Logically, would they... If it comes to a no vote on The Voice, would they do this all again to hold another referendum, or even more so to create a treaty, for example?
Yeah.
That's why I think put your foot in the door. Get in while you can.
Yes, exactly.
Because we're going backwards don't have a guarantee that you'll get that forwards.
Again. You won't get this again either, because, like, now they know that... Mm. You know, we can't do much for these people. Like, what are we going to... Like, we're not going to bring anything up. We're just stupid.
Mm.
But I think... I do understand the points with voting no from a black sovereignty perspective. And they're right, as we said. They are right. Like, it's not enough. It's also more like a, you know, like it's a, what's the word? I said it's like a participation ribbon.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of a cop-out.
Yeah, it could be meaningless. And they're, you know, like we've been railroaded and ignored for long. Like, it's okay, I don't blame you for voting that. But I think having half... a foot in the door is better than not having a foot in at all.
Yeah.
And,
No.
I just think they shouldn't shut the door on us, even if this is the outcome, so I'm voting yes.
This is contentious, though, and this is what I would say is a flaw of both the yes and no campaign, and it's something that hits home for me because of where I'm from. Where I'm from is Broome. Probably I would say Broome is the extent of the reach of the Voice campaign, and when they've kind of abandoned everywhere outside and more remote than that, because there's people in remote communities that have little to no education on this,
nothing.
And yet are expected to put in a vote. And I understand that's why a lot of people are voting no, from the no's that I've heard from Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, because they say, well, my family and community never been consulted about this, so obviously they don't care about these people.
Because they have their own issues as well ingrained in those communities. There's so much already happening. Like, where I'm from, there's already so much happening with, like, incarceration rates, with
DCP,
frequent contact
everything.
With
Native
the criminal
title.
Justice system. Like,
it's really tricky.
It's like there's so many issues already ingrained that this is, like, something they're just like, oh no, like, we don't even know what's going on regarding this. This is another issue. Therefore, like, what is it going to benefit me for? Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I understand that.
Yeah, there's not a solution, but I'm saying if I could say that there is a flaw, it's that, like, remote people have not been consulted as adequately as Metro First Nations people. And you would hope that that wouldn't mean that The Voice disproportionately benefits Metro First Nations people and not remote First Nations people. That's who I'll advocate for, because that's who I've heard about. That's my family, you know? If it wasn't for those grassroots activists in remote communities going out there and consulting people, I don't think the Voice, yes or no, has kind of got its reach all the way out there. Places that don't even have shops and whatnot, like, they're still First Nations people.
Exactly.
And that's also a tricky thing, because we're supposed to have an advisory that's built up of First Nations people. First Nations people can't even agree on stuff sometimes, which is tricky.
It is
tricky. And they would really need to navigate that
so well if
The Voice was to be implemented, because we can't have more lateral violence over something that's meant to be peaceful.
Exactly. We can't. We can't afford to have that. And I'm just really... I was just saying to my family, I'm like, I'm so proud of you guys, because as blackfellas, we're Muslims too, and we're the first, like, Muslim community in Australia, because for those who don't know, the first ever mosque built in Perth was my great great grandfather. I'm proud of my family for going to Muslim communities and mosques and stuff as well, and as Indigenous and Muslim people, and explaining that to them what this entails, what it's about, And, like, I think it's, you're right, in metro areas we have more of a connection to different things and therefore we can have that consulting aspect of it. And it's just like, wow, like, I'm just, I don't know. At the end of the day, IJ, whatever the outcome is, we as Blackfellas are going to be exhausted. And it's because of these discussions and because of this lateral violence that is involved within these, within just this scope, the scope of this discussion, you know what I mean? So no matter the outcome at the end of the day, yes or no, if we achieve it, if we don't, it's just going to be exhausting for us. Yeah. And it's important we take care of ourselves, our beings, our hearts, our souls. You know, like, I'm personally going to clock off in the next, oh no, it's study break next week. So I'm probably going to clock off. I'm going to clock off my mental, everything. I'm just going to start actually implementing more self-care, but more on that in sovereignty. But, like, yeah. I just think it's more, I think it's like no matter the outcome, we're just going to be exhausted.
Yeah. My parting comments are for those, if this ever reaches anyone to do with The Voice.
It's directed, like, at
it's you. Like, literally, it's like, we're trusting you.
We're trusting
you to do well by us for the first time in history.
Do not mess this up. Don't mess
and
it up.
Do not pit mob against mob for the 100th millionth time in history, please. Please. Like, it's just
don't.
We are already such a small percentage of Australia. We don't need to be divided. We already are. About something that's meant to assist us. That's the premise of it.
It's just, oh my God.
You know, I hope that the advisory finds common ground. I hope that the advisory has a good way of working and strong protocols and just makes people, makes change, generates change, does the role like what I do at the school. That has been so beneficial because finally First Nations things are being addressed by First Nations people.
It's being addressed. It's being at the forefront, finally, and we need it. And it's the most important, it's the most important thing.
I think my final thing is, whatever you vote, have a basis for your vote. At least don't make your vote a throwaway, yes or no. It is so important. So look, if you're gonna vote against what I'm voting against or whatever it is, at least have a reason.
At least have
a
reason.
So I can respect that you thought about it, you contemplated, and then you saw the votes and you made a choice, an active choice. If it was a throwaway for you, that's more upsetting to me.
Yeah. If you're choosing not to do it because of...
If you're just careless, ignorant, or not committed to being educated, I don't appreciate that at all. At least if it's... For me, if I'm voting yes, if you vote no, at least if you've got a reason for it,
then
that makes the votes...
I respect you,
that makes the votes more representative of Australian opinions.
Exactly.
And I can at least respect that you contemplated it and made an active decision.
Actually thought about it. Even if you vote yes and you do it carelessly, like... Please, like,
that's a waste of a vote. Still,
exactly. Just
you haven't thought about it.
Please have justification for your actions. Like, it's just, it's important, and I agree with you 100%. That is.
Do you have anything else to say on The Voice?
I mean, I think we've covered pretty much all of it. I think we have explained it in a way that just works. Okay. And, like, make sense to us and hopefully make sense to you guys. Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at. I think we should just end it with sovereignty. Okay, so...
Pick it up, sovereignty.
Yes, I love sovereignty. For those who don't know, sovereignty is a segment on this show.
T-E-A.
And it stands for Thoughts, Energy, and affirmation. Thank you for putting it down, by the way, on this.
No problem.
Because I always get them mixed up. But so we just go over our thoughts, energy, and affirmations for the week ahead, which is really good for us in our mental image. Mental health. Please, if you are listening to this after this podcast, take a journal, take anything.
Yes, do your own tea.
Do your own tea.
Send us in your tea.
Oh my God, actually do that.
Oh my God, I'll cry.
I'll be like, oh my God, people actually listen to us. We have power.
But it's really good to do for yourself.
It is. I do it. Okay, I do it occasionally, but I've been really implementing more journal time, and it's one of the most amazing things to do because it's so good for you. And it's, if you have ADHD like me, I don't have cohesive thinking. I like things written down. I like things, like, I fidget a lot. I mean, I don't know. I just personally love mind mapping, mind, you know, doing things visually, doing things in a really good way for myself. Like, I feel like it just gives me a lot of serotonin and dopamine. So go ahead, do it. It's really good. But RJ, do you want to go first with your tea?
Okay. Well, I don't know what I wrote down. Okay, thoughts.
You don't even have to has it changed though from what you've written down?
No.
Oh, okay, beautiful. If it has, it's okay.
My thoughts for the week ahead. I've had a lot of realizations lately, had a lot of conversations with people, And I think I've come to a kind of conclusion, like, I'm finally okay with, like,
beautiful.
Shedding skin.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the skin means people. If you need to, I think I've come to the realization that if you outgrow people and it's okay to do that.
Mm.
And don't put yourself through bad times or hard times or sacrifice parts of yourself or who you want to be to keep people around that maybe don't fit you anymore.
Yeah.
Keep them. Or my counselor said this to me, love Rochelle. She said, have high hopes and low expectations. And I was like, what? I was like taken back. I'm like, what? That does not sound good. She said, it basically means have high hopes, be positive, think optimistically, but for certain people, do not set expectations that you deep down know will not be met because you'll only be let down.
Beautiful.
So if your relationship with someone changes, set new expectations and set them more realistically, which might mean set them lower. Maybe that person's not going to like be your be all and end all. Maybe they'll be there for like a chat, or they'll come to your birthday, or they'll support you in this way. But like, what is realistic based on what you're seeing so that you cannot be let down all the time?
Yeah.
And you can reevaluate your life. Maybe this person wasn't that important to you, but now they are important to you. And this person that you've known for so long, you're not as close with anymore. And like, that is okay. I used to get so hung up being like, well, we've been friends for X amount of years. Like, I can't like leave them. I have to stay like best mate with them. It's like, no, you don't. You're not the same. I'm not the same person I was in like, yeah, 12. I'm not the same person I was last week. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's so true.
And it doesn't have to be malicious at all. That's not what I'm saying either. It's not malicious. It's just a shift. Like the wind changed and the the little pedestals of different people changed as well.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm keeping in mind as I move forward. It doesn't have to be a sad thing. My energy moving forward, touching on what I just said, is keeping strong with building my own life, my own quote-unquote family, me and my cat.
Oh, that's so cute.
Me and, like, my apartment, building my own space.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reliant on, like, other people.
Yeah.
I want, like, my house is really, like, tranquil. I love going back to my house. It's my space.
Beautiful.
My things in there. Like, I want to have my own life. I have my, you know, this podcast. I have my degree I'm working on, my job. Like, those are mine.
Yeah.
And I just want to take more pride in them and be...
As you should.
Paint a bigger, a better... more whole picture of like my life.
Oh, as you should.
And yeah, my affirmation was around high hopes and no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be something about like, this week I will protect myself by setting boundaries and setting realistic expectations to protect my peace. I will take people as they are.
Beautiful. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. I'm really happy for you. That's amazing. Said that very confidently as well. It's very beautiful. That's awesome. I'm really happy for you. Like, that's the mindset I think a lot
of people
should
have. Realizing things.
We're out here.
Pondering.
We're out here girl busting our 20s. My tea. So my thoughts. Well, mind empty. No, but I think my thoughts for the week ahead, similar to yours, I had a very rough week in the sense that I was just like, I don't blame myself for that. I was just starting to really grasp the fact that I thought the solution to my problems was to be more selfish, which is not true. I grew up in a very selfless environment. Like I had an, like my mum's the type of person to like, be like, oh, I'm about to head off. Do you need anything? Or like my friends as well. I've realized like the people that I attract or the people that attract me, like we all have like a selfless attitude, like, oh, sure, like if you need anything, let me know. Like, or like, you know, one of my friends the other day, she didn't even have to buy me a cookie, but she did because she was like, I've noticed you're not eating. And I was like, oh, wow, that's actually so selfless and sweet of you. And so I grew up in a really selfless environment. And I felt like because of that, my habits have, I've just had really selfless habits that I kind of thought were taken advantage of because I was here giving opportunities to people. I was here, you know, sacrificing a lot of my, like sacrificing a lot of my strength and well-being, which I should not be doing because my health is actually really, really bad. And I need to start taking care of myself. So I was constantly like, I was in a mindset this week of being like, oh my God, like I need to be more selfish. Therefore I'm going to be mean to people or I'm going to cut off people. I'm just not going to try anymore. I'm just going to have like I don't give a crap attitude on life. Like if you want to sit next to me today, don't talk to me. Don't bother.
Mm.
So I want, and then I just, I mean, having like a self-realization where I was like, that's not going to get me anyway, because it didn't really get me anyway. Anyways, I was just distancing myself and I was actually putting myself in a really bad bubble and just being really self-destructive. So I think for the week ahead, I'm trying to tell myself, or I'm hoping to, just let it be. Just, if you're a selfless person, be selfless. Like, it's okay, Shah, stop. Like, just honestly.
If it's in your nature.
If it's in your nature, what are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. And that's not me trying to, like, give myself, like, hype or anything, or to, like, have a big head. But I'm like, finally, for once, Shah, like, just accept everything. If you're not nice, just accept it. If you're selfless, just accept it. You don't have to change the way you are in order to make adjustments for other people, because I've been doing that my entire life and no one's actually made adjustments for me. So I'm just going to have that mindset and thinking next week, and it is going to be a really good time for myself as well to just reflect. My energy, again, it's literally just going to, my energy is just going to be put into maybe spending more time with my sister. I love her so much, and not because she bought me the weekend tickets and I owe her, but I just think it's important that I actually have time with her and my family and just like sit down and have yarns and have more of a familial, like I'd not distance myself and just like have more energy into them as best as I can, because they've been there for me and they're still here for me. Like, yeah, so that's going to be at the forefront. I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. But my affirmations are literally just, I probably should have thought about this. Whatever happens, happens for a reason. So my health hasn't really been great, but I'm learning to accept that no matter what happens and no matter what goes down, even if I'm like, you know, declining, it's okay. Whatever happens, happens, girl. Just sit back and don't really care about like, just whatever happens, happens. Just
can't
don't
fight fate.
Just like, honestly, just let it be. So that's definitely my affirmation for the week ahead, and I'm just so glad to implement it.
I love that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for tuning in to this very meaty, like, full.
Oh, it was
podcast
pretty meaty today.
Very intense, very serious.
thank you so much for tuning in.
We appreciate you listening.
Oh,
regardless of your agenda, listening, hearing us out.
And the support has been so beautiful. So thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you next episode.
Ooh, next episode.
Next
Have a blessed
week
fortnight.
Ahead. Yes, fortnight. Whatever happens,
see
happens.
Ya.
Right. Bye, guys. That's why we.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker.
Our artwork is by my sis Lavinia Nidalia McKenna.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna. Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Wajak Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.